If you have your Bible, turn tonight to the book of James. Book of James chapter 1. We do appreciate the Lord. Appreciate Him giving us this another opportunity to be in His house. James chapter 1, the Bible says in verse 2, He says, "My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations." Now go over to verse 12, and He says, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love Him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth He any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift, every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." I won't preach tonight, and for a few minutes it's got to be my help, on the old fisherman. The old fisherman. As we see here, and James is telling us about temptations, and temptations come all the time. Temptations is they're all around us is temptations. Everywhere you look, amen, there's temptation. And amen, what it is, it's that old fisherman of fishing for souls. That old fisherman, the devil, praise God, and he's got all sorts of lures and techniques, amen, for catching you, for setting a hook in you, and for reeling you in. But I'm glad, praise God, that we have some help in the Lord. The devil's not in control. He can tempt us, but he can't touch our soul, praise God. He can destroy the flesh. He can harm the flesh. He can mess with the flesh in all sorts of different ways, but he can't touch the soul. And the tempter comes. He comes fishing for you. He comes fishing for me. Amen. He tries. He's got a whole tackle box full of goodies. He's got something that he wants to try on every one of us. And he'll try everything he's got till he can put a hook in you. I thought about this. Me and my cousin went fishing Bear Lake one time years ago, and it was way up in the winter. It was toward the end of February, and we had to carry the boat to get it on the water, and got in there and got to fishing, and we got to seeing great old big trout right on the bank. And we tried everything in our tackle box to get them to hit. We slow rolled, we spun, we jerked, we done everything we could to try to catch them. Amen. And they wouldn't be caught. They wasn't taking the bait. I'm afraid sometimes us Baptists aren't that steadfast. I'm afraid we get caught and we take the first bait that he throws us. But my cousin, he got industrious. He thought, well, I'll do this. He got in his big old tackle box and pulled out a great old big treble hook. Amen. I said, "What are you going to do?" He said, just pull up straight to the shore. Amen. So I pulled that boat, took a troll bar, pulled right up straight there. He throwed out there, and he began to bring that big old treble hook by them trout. You could see them right there in the shallows, and tried to snag them. Amen. Try to hook them, snag them with that big old treble hook. I want to say a lot of times I think that's what the devil done to us, praise God. We won't take the bait. Amen. If we ain't careful, he'll try to snag us with that big old treble hook. Those temptations that we face. And what he does, what the devil does, he messes with our mind. Those temptations come to our mind. But an old man said this one time, praise God. He said, "Your mind's like a hotel." He said, "The hotel manager, praise God, different folks can come into the lobby, but he don't have to give them a room." Amen. I want to say, praise God, we need to be very careful, amen. Hey, them old thoughts and thinking, praise God, them old temptations may pull up in the lobby, but we don't have to give them a room. Amen. What do you pray? I say, just keep them going. Keep those old thoughts, praise God, just moving on, praise the Lord. At some of the time when you have to just say, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus," that means you don't take the bait. Amen. Praise the Lord, you don't take the bait. Verse 14 said, "But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed." Amen. See, the old devil, he puts it out there and it's enticing. Hey, there's a lot of stuff in this world that look good. But there's a lot of this stuff in this world that will mess you up. Amen. We got to be careful. We can't take the bait. Praise the Lord. We really realize anything that's tempting us to do something contrary to the Word of God, it's not of God. Hello? It's not God that tempts us. God tempts. God doesn't tempt no man. Amen. Look at verse 13. He said, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. God don't tempt you. You say, preacher, I thought he did. No, God tries you. Amen. He'll allow that temptation to go through there. He'll allow that temptation to come along, praise God, to see what you'll do. Amen. He will. The devil tempts you. God tries you, praise God, to see if you got the strength to stand. Amen. See if we have the strength, praise God, to stay rooted and grounded, praise the Lord, just praising Him and giving Him glory for being there with us, for the confidence that we have in Him, for the help, praise God, that we know He's going to give us, for the strength that having done all, just stand. Amen. I won't say in the world that we live in, praise God, it's still not wrong to stand. Amen. When the world's a compromising all around us, praise God, there's still some things worth standing for. Amen. We've got some family, some home, praise God, we need to be standing for today. Because the devil's coming along and he's putting that temptation out there. We need to be training our children so they know the temptation of the devil. And we need to train our children that they know the mighty hand of God. That they know the all-powerful one, praise God, who's able to deliver them from the temptation. Amen. Glory to God. We need some help. You say, well, preacher, that's just so much temptation. But we're no match for the devil. You're right, we are no match for the devil. But I'm glad God said He made a way of escape. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Amen. Glory be to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. I was looking at 3 today. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. He said, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. Did you get that? He said, temptation is a common thing. Sometimes as Baptists, I think we think, well, we're the only ones that's being tempted. Well, I'm the only one that gets tempted with this. I'm the only one that this temptation caused me to double think. Amen. He said, there's no temptation that's taken you, but such as is common to man. Hey, common temptations. Praise God. Temptation that's there for you is the same temptation there for me. Praise God. It's how we deal with that temptation that makes the difference. And the old fisherman, he's a trying lure after lure after lure, praise God, to try to hook you. Because if he ever gets his hook in you, he'll keep the line tight. Amen? You know what that means? That means, praise God, if you keep the line tight, he'll keep you hooked. See, that's the secret of fishing. Praise God, it's not putting up a big fight, it's just keeping the line tight. Amen? If he can keep the line tight, glory be God, he can keep you hooked. Amen. But praise the Lord, when he puts that bait out there, praise God, we need to see. God says, hey, listen, that's not nothing, praise God, that'll help you to grow closer to me. Amen. Hey, think about it. God says, hey, listen, son, that ain't going to help you draw closer to me. So what do? You leave it alone. Amen. You get away from it, praise God. Sometimes, I hate saying it, sometimes a largemouth bass has got more sense than Baptist. Amen? Hey, that largemouth bass, you hook him a time or two with them artificial lures. And praise God, hey, he'll figure that thing out. He won't get hooked no more. He sees them artificial bait, praise God, and no matter how you jiggle it, how you wiggle it, how you jerk it, how you present it, praise God, he'll just sit there and look at it. Amen. He'll ease it. He'll backtail it back behind the log, praise God, and get away from that thing. That's a largemouth bass. But praise God, some of us largemouth Baptists don't know how to do that. Amen. That temptation gets there, praise God, and we'll chase that thing. Hey, we may not take it, but we'll chase it all over the pool. Amen. That temptation comes, praise God. You say, well, I didn't partake of that, but boy, I sure chased it all over the place. Oh, me. Amen. But he said, hey, listen, there's no temptation taking you but such as common to men. He said, everybody's been there, but everybody ain't done that. See, that's the difference. Everybody's been there under these temptations, but not everybody is succumbing to the temptation. Praise the Lord. Amen. We learn. If you ever get burnt once or twice, praise God, I'm going to stay away. I'm going to learn to stay away from the fire. Amen. Praise God. Say where I can get help from the Lord. You say, where do you get help from? From one that's faithful. He said, but God is faithful. So if when temptation comes along, praise God, but rest, we just got to stay with the faithful one. That one that's faithful to help us, praise God. That one that James said would turn the light on for you. Amen? That would illuminate the situation, praise God, so you can see it. He said, for every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down, verse 17, from the Father of lights. It said, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. He said, so when we, he said, there's nothing that's got, no temptation that's come upon you that's not common to man. And he said, God, the Father of light, praise God, he knows about those temptations. But see, I figured this thing out the other day. Amen. It has something to do with the light. You can take a single light. And I can, Brother Kevin, I can camp myself, I can camp out underneath that light. And you know what? If you got one light, it shine on you, praise God, there's no shadow. Amen? If you camp out under the light, praise God, there's no shadow. Because there's no shadow in God. There's no variableness in it. He don't change His mind. We're living today in a world, praise God, people say, well, you know, preacher, I believe God changed His mind on that. Oh, really? After over 6,000 years of man being on earth, all of a sudden God changed His mind? I don't think so. What it is, we've lost our minds. Amen? But praise God, when I stand under that light, I sit under my stove with that light right above, and as long as I sit under that light, praise God, there's no shadow. Amen? But as I begin to get away from the light, I begin to pick up a shadow in front of me. Amen? And that shadow goes before me, praise God. And if I keep moving away from the light, guess what happens? It don't take me very long till I end up in the dark. See, I follow that shadow of darkness, praise God, and it takes me away from God and takes me into the darkness. Amen. But He said with God, He said there's no variability. He don't change, praise God. He's always the light. Amen. That's why I said last Wednesday night, praise God, we just need to climb up in His lap and say, Lord God, here I am. Amen. Take me and love me and help me, keep me, praise God. Nurture me, God, as only You can. Praise the Lord. Because I'm looking to go out of here in a little while. Amen. I told you, I'm not looking for the undertaker. I'm looking for the upward taker. I'm looking for Him. Come get me in a little while, praise God. While I'm camped out under the light, glory be to God, He won't have no trouble finding me. I believe there's a whole lot of so-called Baptists, independent fundamental Bible believing Baptists, say they are, but God couldn't find them with a search warrant. Amen. They're just as far away from God and godliness as they can get. Amen. What happened? The old fisherman's done hooked them. Amen. Done snagged them and drug them off. Just got to pray that God... We got youngins, family, mamas and daddies, brother and sister, praise God, that's lost without God. We got brother and sister, mamas and daddy, praise God, children that's been saved, that said they've been saved, praise God, but they're out of will of God. What we need to pray, praise God, is the old fisherman, praise God, that the look good God of glory will bump him in the side, praise God, and make him cut him a little bit of slack so that they can get off. Amen. Praise the Lord and show them Himself, praise God, a marvelous light so they can run back to God. What we need in America, praise God, we don't need somebody, we need someone, we need God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, would help us defeat that old fisherman, the devil, because he's a hooking them, dragging them in left and right. But praise God, I'm glad that when, no matter what, that light's there and it's shining, praise God, and you know what happened to that light? Nothing. Not a thing. The light didn't move. Who did? I did. Amen. It wasn't the light. The light ain't gone nowhere. That light's still just as lovely and brilliant and bright, praise God, as it's always been. But if we ain't careful, we'll move away from the light. And the further you move away from the light, the further you get into what? Darkness. Darkness will overtake you, praise God. If you ain't careful, before long, you're plumbing a gall of bitterness. Amen. Plumb away from God and godliness. But God said He never intended it to be that way. Praise the Lord. So He made a different way. Glory be to God. God don't change, we do. Amen. But it says with this, He said, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able. Amen. Said God won't go by, God won't go past your capacity. Amen. To be tempted. When the devil goes to break out those big lures, praise God, God says, devil. You ain't using that. Amen. You ain't bringing that out on my youngest, praise God. The line's drawn right here. Amen. Ain't you glad that God's got a place, amen, for you, Lord, where you can run to, where you can come to, praise God, when you come to yourself and God Almighty, praise God, He draws the line. He said, this is as far as you go, devil. That's what He did with Job. He says, have you considered my servant Job? And he said, oh yeah, but God said, I can't touch him. Your hand's on him. God said, well, go ahead, praise God. You can tempt him, you can try him, but praise God, he's just, he's a just man. Amen. And said, his wife come along, old Job sitting there. He done took everything the devil could throw at him, everything he could throw at his family, everything he could throw at his body, sitting there with sore bones from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, sitting there in ashes with a piece of broken pottery, trying to scrape those things just to get a little bit of relief. And his wife comes out and she says, dost thou still try to hang on to your integrity? Said, what's wrong? He said, you ain't got none of that left. Amen. She says, why don't you just curse God and die? Oh, Job, I don't believe he ever even looked up. He said, you speak as one of those foolish women. I just wonder how many done come by and told him the same thing. Amen. You know what that is? That ain't nothing but the stinking lie of the devil. Praise God. They steal a God of glory. No matter where we're at, what we're going through, what we have to endure in this life, praise God, there's a better day someday. Amen. When the temptation is gone, when the trials are over, amen, bless His holy name. He said, but we'll with the temptation also make a way of escape. Amen. He said, with the temptation, now watch this. He said, I will make a way of escape. Now I can see what you say now. Same thing I do. You say, Lord, I'm tempted. Amen. Lord, that sure looks awful nice. Lord, temptation's pressing hard upon me. What does the Lord say? The Lord says, oh my goodness, son, you're just on your own. God make do the best you can. No. He said, there hath no temptation taken you, but it's such as common to man. You said, I've had all I can stand. He said, sure you have. Amen. Said, Lord, I'm being tempted. Sure you are. Amen. Don't you think God knows? You think your temptation has taken Him by surprise? No. It ain't taking Him surprise, not one bit. Why? Because He was tempted 40 days and 40 nights. He said, I know where you're at. I know what you've been through. He said, I've been there. He said, this is a common thing. Amen. When the Lord was out there 40 days, Brother Dave, He's out there 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness. And the devil was tempting Him. Amen. Day after day, the old devil coming along, tempting Him. Amen. But the Lord every day, I believe He just prayed to the Father and said, God, good God of glory, I love You. Thank You for keeping me another day. Thank You for giving me grace and mercy. Thank You for giving me a steadfast authority to God. And the devil come along, he said, hey, amen, this is day 20. Ain't you hungry? Hey, just speak to these rocks that they might be made bread. Turn these rocks to bread. But God Almighty, amen, in the flesh, looked Him between beak and bill. He said, man cannot live by bread alone. Hey, glory. He said, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Father, praise God. Amen. Glory be God. He said, I know where you've been. He said, that stinking rascal was there every day in my face. Amen. Your temptation is common. See, I believe we live in this day of easy believism. You got these hirelings that say, well, you know what, Brother Ed, you just get right with God and nobody, the devil will never bother you. Temptation will never come your way. You'll live, you praise God, everything's going to be hunky-dory. You're going to be okay. And before Rex gets the house, praise God, the devil will come upon him and discourage him and make him think he's lost, make him think he never had it. But praise God, I want to say, when he comes along, amen, in the middle of your glory, and praise God, it's because it's common. Amen. What are you trying to sell us tonight, preacher? That temptation will come to you. Amen. But what you do with it when it comes is what makes the difference. Praise God. He said He'll make a way of escape. Praise God. What is that? That's the Lord. He said, I was tempted too. But praise God, I just looked up to the Father. Amen. I began to praise the Lord. And He brought me out. Look at Hebrews chapter 4 in verse 15. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 15. He said, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Amen. You know what that is? That's our lack of strength. He said, when we're weak, He knows it. Why? Because He, Brother Robert, Jesus had been weak too. Amen. He had been tempted too. Praise God. He said, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Amen. He said, temptation's common. And He said, I know the feelings of your affirming. I know how sometimes you feel weak. Sometimes you feel like you can't overcome. But praise God. He said, there's a good God of glory that knows where you're at, and you can make it through this without sinning. How do you know? Because Jesus did. See, He's our example tonight. And if Jesus can do it, He'll help us to do it. He'll bring us through our temptations. Praise the Lord. Amen. And He goes on verse 6, He said, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find what? Grace to help in the time of need. Amen. He said, praise the Lord. He said, the old devil, praise God, that old fisherman, he's throwing out lure after lure. He's trying to hook you. He's trying to snag you. He's trying to drag you in. But he said, glory be to God. There's one that knows all about him and knows all about his tactics, and he's there to help you. He's there to help me overcome the temptation of the devil. Praise God, he's there, praise the Lord. He said, if we'll come boldly before the throne of grace, come into the presence of God. Amen. But why is it so many times that when temptation comes, things like that, praise God, and we'll go chasing after instead of running to the Father? We need to be like a little child. Bible said God's people are supposed to be like little children. We're supposed to come humbly as little children, praise God. When the temptations come, when the boogeyman comes to get us, praise God, we need to run to Papa. Amen. We need to run to the Father, praise God. We need to say, here, Lord, help me. Amen. But it seems like, look, I know why it is. It's because of the old flesh that we live in. He said, we're drawn away by the lust of the flesh. Amen. We get caught up in that moment. We get caught up in that temptation. And the lust of the flesh begins to pull us away. Amen. But when we start feeling that pull on the flesh, praise God, we ought to just run over to our secret place and say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Amen. That temptation's gone. I'm telling you what, young and dry, quick, fast, and in a hurry, praise God, it'll be gone. Amen. Because the Lord God of glory, Jesus do the same thing for us that the Heavenly Father done for Him. Amen. He'll give him that word of encouragement, praise God, and say, everything, peace be still, everything's going to be all right. Glory be to God. Guess what? Everything's going to be all right. Why? Because He said so. He said we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Amen. When's our biggest need of help? When the devil's trying to tempt us. Amen. That's not a time to run away from God. That's a time to learn children, praise God, like little children, just run to God. Just like little children do, praise God, when strangers come along. You know what? It's funny to watch them. My little granddaughter, she'll be 3 in February. And she'll talk a mile a minute. Once she gets to know you, she'll jabber your ears off. Amen. Talk and say words I didn't even know till I still don't know. I have to ask her what they mean. But she'll just jabber away, praise God. But when you take her or some strangers come in, you put her in a strange place, and boy, she'll latch on to Papa's leg. Papa's, I'm not supposed to pick her up because of the procedure I had done. But praise God, she'll latch on my leg and she'll hang on to it. She said, "Big hug, Papa." Amen. Well, that's what we ought to do to our Heavenly Father. Pray God, when temptation comes, He tests us sore. Pray God, we just ought to run, grab hold of the Father. Amen. Why? Because He won't let the boogeyman get you. Amen. He'll make a way of escape. How did He make a way of escape? Pray God, on the cross of Calvary. Amen. The debt was settled a long time ago. Praise God, we just have to keep our eyes on that way of escape. Knowing what God wants to do for the old fisherman, he's a casting his lure. But we're wise of that old rascal, praise God. Amen. Back in the book of James chapter 1, in verse 12, we read in your hearing, it said, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation." Amen. Hey, if the devil's been attempting you, glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. That what you got to do is just trust the Lord to be there to help you to overcome the temptation. Amen. The devil's going to keep putting it out there. And he's going to keep putting it out there. And he'll change the lure and he'll put it out there. He'll try to hook you. But praise God, every time God helps us to overcome the temptation, we ought to shout glory, glory, glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. Everybody's tempted. It's common to be tempted. He said, "Blessed is man that endure temptation. For when he is tried..." That tells me, now God don't tempt you, but God will try us. It said, and when he is tried, when we went through the temptation, amen, when we've allowed God to help us with the temptation, when we stood firmly, praise God, upon the foundation of godliness, and God wordness, praise God, and we prevail over the temptation. He said, when we are tried, when he is tried, he shall receive a crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them, what? That love him. Amen. So he said, when we've overcome that common temptation that comes on every one of us, praise God. Now don't you go out and say, "Well, Preacher Jeff said it's okay for me to go ahead and just to partake of this temptation because everybody's doing it." That's not what I've told you. Amen. I'm saying temptation, everybody's tempted. But praise God, hey, listen, God's people ain't doing it. Amen. God's people are staying with what God said is right. Amen. We're walking in righteousness for His name's sake. We're not following the pernicious ways of this world. Amen. We're not getting caught up in the easy believism and living any way we think we can. And, going and drinking a beer because you want to, or going and smoking a little pot and going out and doing, having illicit sex and all this other stuff, praise God, because everybody else is doing it. Well, everybody else is succumbing to the temptation. But praise God, I'm glad there's one that'll help us. He'll give us a way of escape. Young people, you don't have to go there. Amen. Keep yourself pure. Keep yourself chaste. Praise God. Stay with the Lord. Praise the Lord. He said He'll give you. He said when you're tried, when you're tempted, and you rebuke the devil and you stand firm, praise God, He said there's a crown of life. And you can do it because you love God. Amen. You love Him. You love His Word. I love everything about Him. Amen. I can't find nothing in this old book that dissatisfies me. Amen. There's some of it I have a hard time living up to, but there's nothing in this book that dissatisfies me. What are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I'm saying I'm satisfied with God. Satisfied with the help He gives me, praise God. And when that old temptation comes, when that old tempter comes, when the old fisherman throws out his reel, when he throws out his lure, he holds on to the reel. I have thrown it out before. but not intentionally. Amen. Amen. But when he throws out the lure, amen, praise God, we don't have to take it. We can watch that old thing sink right by. Amen. We can look up and say, thank you, Lord God of glory. Amen. I love you. You're the most precious thing I've ever seen, praise God. Far more beautiful than anything the devil has. Amen. The devil ain't got much to attract me. Sometimes, you know, he'll catch your eye. Amen. Praise God. But as the manager of my mind, like a hotel manager, the manager of my mind, praise God, hey, he can come into the lobby, but I ain't going to give him a room. Amen. I ain't going to let him dwell there, praise God. I'm going to send him on down the road. Praise be to God. Why? Because the old fisherman ain't got nothing for me. Praise God. But God's got it all. He said, I've got a crown of life. That crown, that hope of eternity, praise God, that He's got for me and you. Pray, what could be better than that? All the devil's got is a pleasure in sin for a season. But that season soon passes. He said, every man's tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. But when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. All the devil has to give you is death. Death and dying is all he has. It may look scrumptious right now, but praise God, it's just death and dying. That's why he'd say, do not err, my beloved brother. He said, don't be deceived, don't be seduced, don't be led astray. Amen. Temptation's common. But praise God, you're not a common people. Let me say this and I'm done. God said, young as children of God, He said, we're a peculiar people. Amen. It's a common temptation. But we're not common people. Amen. We're a peculiar people, sanctified and set aside for the glory of God. So when the devil throws the lure out there, praise God, we can go watch it. We can watch it go by and saying, to God be the glory. Amen. Like Sarah sung a while ago, I'm glad there's some places I've never been. Amen. There's some things I've never done. To God be the glory. Why? Because temptation come. Oh yeah, it run by me. I seen it. Praise God. But God says, son, that ain't for you. Amen. And so I just stood there and watched it go on by. Diverted my eyes, praise God, and went about God's business. I admit there was a time in my life, praise God, there's a whole lot of things was really attractive to my eye. Amen. There's a whole lot of things in your life that'll be attractive to your eye. It'll catch your eye, it'll catch your mind, that'll get your attention. That's common. Happens to all of us. But there's a God of glory, praise God, that loves you and will keep you. All you got to do is say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Praise God. What does that do? That takes that old devil and that old rotten fisherman out of the lobby and puts him back on the street. Amen. Glory be to God. He'll have to go somewhere else to find a sucker. Amen. Glory to God. Ain't you glad tonight, praise God, that even when a temptation comes, no devil tempts your soul, that there is a God and He's real. Amen. He's the God of glory and He's there to help you to manifest Himself to you. He said, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, of whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Amen. Ain't you glad of that? That no matter what you're tempted with, no matter what comes your way, God's always the same. I'm glad I don't have to try to figure out what God's mood is today, what He's accepting today and what He's not accepting today. He put it down the volume of the book. It's written. Praise God. And He lets us know what's right and what's wrong. Praise God. He said, temptation will come. But He said, just go by the book. Stay with the roadmap. And He said, it'll get you home safely. Praise God. I'm glad He gave us a roadmap, praise God, to get us home safely. Ain't you?